Yorkton, the Quisant sisters will have to wait for at least a month before finding out their release status. That information came early on the first day of their long-awaited bail hearing on January 17 in Yorkton. Early in proceedings, Justice Donald Lay advised that a decision in this matter would not be as forthcoming as people might expect, that he would reserve his decision for at least 4 weeks. At first I was like, what's another month, Odelia Quisant said later on the courthouse steps. But me and my sister shouldn't be in another day. During the first day of the bail hearing, court heard testimony from 8 witnesses. While the Crown position is totally opposed to the Quisant sisters' release, the defense lawyers argue for them to be let out of custody with conditions while a ministerial review to determine a mistrial continues. That report could take 2 years, according to Nicole Porter, professor and lead criminal consultant with N.A. Porter & Associates. I've reviewed every file that existed, there was no physical evidence, and we've had a confession at the time, she said. It's been 30 years. It's about time they're going home. If Odelia and Narissa are given conditional release, each would need to have a plan in place ensuring their whereabouts are known. Court-imposed conditions, such as a curfew, are adhered to and access to community supports are available. Narissa Quisant is planning to reside with Kim Bowden and his wife upon release. Bowden is the vice chief of the Congress of Aboriginal Peoples, and has provided a mental health approved home for people in the past. Such an arrangement would allow Narissa to abide by whatever conditions the court would impose, but also to help her integrate back into society. Narissa told the court she would ultimately like to continue pursuing education, building on degrees and certificates she has already obtained. Odelia, who is currently on day parole, would like to return to her partner and children. Since November 2022, she's been at a facility in Regina, but her partner, Jay Koch, said, I've seen it definitely have an impact on her, said Odelia's, she never wants to be there. It's awful there. Odelia and Narissa Quisant were convicted in 1994 for the murder of Anthony Joseph Dolph near Camsack. Both sisters maintain their innocence, and a cousin even claimed responsibility and served time for the murder. The second day of the bail hearing continues January 18. R. Kudrowski at SASC today. CA. Click for more from Crime, Cops and Court. Hashtag CrimeCopsCourt_SKTODAY.